Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Think nothing. Think nothing.
Pump up some bass.
Wow. What do I need to do after work? What do I want to do this weekend? How is my grad school application going? Wow. There is so much to think about. How can anyone meditate? Do any of you agree that this is really difficult? Or maybe you are just more zen than I am. Wa fang qi lai. Let's go over the key sentence and teach you guys about mindfulness. And here is today's key sentence. I believe that meditation and mindfulness are the next big public health revolution. One more time. I believe that meditation and mindfulness are the next big public health revolution. Alright, so before we get back to the sentence for pronunciation, let's check out the vocabulary. And word number one is actually the topic of today's challenge, which is mindfulness. Mindfulness. It's a noun, and the Chinese for this word is 正念认知, 正念认知. Alright, here is the definition. The quality or state of being mindful. So sometimes we say, try to be mindful, or being mindful, or practice mindfulness. Alright, check out this example. I am working on practicing mindfulness, but it's not easy. I always get angry about traffic.
我想练习正念,可是不容易,塞车总是让我很生气.
So for a lot of you, you probably recognize this, right? You want to be calm, you want to relax, feel happy, but then something like traffic or too much work or stress just makes you really angry or sad. The word mindfulness refers to the practice of calming the mind, of focusing on the present or the now, and not letting negative emotions control you.
中文是正念可以使头脑平静，专注于当下。
Just be aware that you can also use the adjective mindful. Mindful.
你可以用mindful. Mindful是形容词, 记着的,留神的,注意的,小心的.
Here's a couple example sentences to help you out. Be mindful of your little sister while you are playing. She is still just a baby. Or try this one. Try to be mindful of your neighbor. They don't want to hear you bang the drums every night, especially after 10 o'clock. So you be mindful of something. Be mindful of your sister. Mindful of your neighbor. Be mindful of your girlfriend. Alright, word number two is public. Public. This word is an adjective.
中文是市民的,市民的.
Here's the definition, of relating to or affecting all the people or the whole area of a nation or a state. So you are all the public in whatever city or country you live in, the public in Taipei, the public in Taiwan, the public in Sydney, the public in Australia. So public just refers to all the people in one place. So here's an example sentence. This is public space. You cannot just take off your clothes here. Parks are usually public spaces. They're very rarely private or owned by a company or people. So parks are usually public. They're owned by the government or owned by the people since people pay taxes. And you cannot take your clothes off in the park. Don't do that. All right, public can refer to many things though. You can say this is a public playground, or this is a public event, an event anyone can go to.
Public 可以指许多不同的事物,公园大众,公共交通工具,
or public transportation. So here's an example of public used as a noun. The public needs to approve this new law, or this event will be held for the general public. So the public. Alright, word number three is revolution. Revolution. It is a noun.
And the simple Chinese word is 革命, 革命. Here's the definition. Activity or movement designed to effect fundamental changes in the socioeconomic situation. Or any situation, like there's health revolutions, there's media revolutions. You think of like new technology, they start a revolution, right? The iPhone started a revolution with phone technology and mobile technology. So there's a big health revolution going on right now. So check out my example sentence. More people do yoga now than ever before. It's been a part of a giant health revolution. A lot more people are thinking about their health, their physical health, their mental health, and many people are doing stuff like exercise, running, yoga, CrossFit training. So there's been a big health revolution. People are starting to really care about it and try to change it. They don't want to be lazy or they don't want to be unhealthy. So there's been a revolution. Now, be careful with this word. It has a few different meanings. So today's meaning is kind of a positive meaning, affecting change in different industries or areas of life. But there's also other definitions, which I'm not going to talk about, but you can look them up online. All right, let's move on to pronunciation. So let me read the sentence one more time. I believe that meditation and mindfulness are the next big public health revolution. Now, this is a pretty straightforward sentence. It's pretty short, but it has three longer words. So let me go through those each. So the first one is meditation. Put more stress on the third syllable. Meditation. You hear the te, te. It's a little bit stronger. Meditation. All right, word number two is mindfulness. Mindfulness. Do you hear the stress there? The stress should be on the first syllable, mindfulness, mindfulness. So the first syllable, mind, mindfulness. All right, and the last long word is revolution, revolution. Do you hear the stress? It should be on the third syllable, syllable three, revolution, revolution, revolution. All right, guys, let me know, do you practice mindfulness or meditate or find ways to relax? If yes, what do you think the benefits are? If not, are you interested in trying?
你练习正念吗? 如果有,您认为好处是什么? 如果没有,您有兴趣吗?
For me, I definitely want to be more mindful. I want to practice more mindfulness. It's really hard for me. I like to exercise. I like to move. I like exciting things like hiking and video games and loud music. It's really hard for me to slow down and just sit or just relax. It takes a lot of effort, even though it sounds easy. So for me, I try to meditate a little bit. And I try to go for walks in nature. That one really helps me a lot. Nature usually slows me down. But to be honest with you, I'm not really good at practicing mindfulness and I need to get better myself. So let me know about you guys. Tell me how you guys practice or how you want to practice. All right, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day, a nice week, and see you next time. 下次见.